Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What up, what up? Welcome back to another episode. Robert Digital, a.k.a. Bobby. I'm here with Emilio and not Chad today.
Chad's missing again. And, I don't know. It gets a little cozier in here when he's gone. I like it better. Honestly, you know what? He's fired. I'm going to fire him. I might hire him again by next week, but who knows? No, he's off in Vegas for March Madness with his buddies and stuff, so.
Fun. Did he drive out there or did he fly?
I believe we're adults now, so we only fly. That's the way.
Yeah, well, that'll give him plenty of time to play those mobile games.
Yeah, that's true. And he won't. And he won't even listen to the podcast in all that free time, I bet. He doesn't like listening to his own voice. And I got to give him some credit. Like, yeah, I wouldn't want to hear him either. Can you do a podcast 1.1 where you, like, edit Chad, all of Chad out? It'll only be, like, 10 minutes.
Chadless podcast.
Yeah. So, in honor of him being gone, I'm going to try to tell an embarrassing story of his. So, there's probably a few of you out there that is just a bunch of dudes living in a house right now. Maybe you haven't got a girlfriend or it's just two of you, whatever. Whenever you have a bunch of dudes in the house, it gets ridiculous in there. It's insults and drinking, right? All you do is insult each other, try to be funny, fuck with each other, stuff like that. So, we had something like four dudes living in an apartment. And Chad's one of them. And one day, one of us was like, dude, we just cut each other down all the time. How are we going to land chicks if we're always cutting each other down, right? How about this? New rule. This is double good. He goes, anytime you insult anybody, you have to do 5 push-ups. And so, not only are you working out, but you're not insulting your buddies anymore, right? So, he came up with that. And within a week of everybody doing hundreds of push-ups, nobody's even talking. Because you're so afraid of insulting, because you were so used to it for so long, it's hard to even have a conversation, right? So it's just quiet as a church in the apartment now. We're playing games, but there's no yelling. Everybody's so careful, right? And the rules are, you don't have to do them right there, but if you build up 25 push-ups, you have to stop and do them on the spot. So Chad's having a bad day, whatever. There's like 5 or 6 of us at the house. Anybody that comes over, they're part of the game too. Those are the rules. So he's drunk. And sometimes when he gets drunk, we get angry Chad. So this time we had angry Chad. And he had already worked out like 50 push-ups before he even left. And he's not feeling good. His face is red. And we're going out, you know, to try to meet some girls. And he's sweaty and it's not looking good and he's drunk. And we're like, well, and he's complaining the whole way. And we're like, hey, man, you know the rules. And he says, fuck you guys. There's 5 of us. That's 25 on the spot. So we're downtown San Diego, walking down in the middle of a bunch of girls, just because the streets here on the weekends are ridiculous. He drops down. And he doesn't want to drop down. He goes, no, I'm not going to do it. I go, do you have to fucking do it? Those are the fucking rules. And we just go back and forth. And eventually he goes, fine. And he gets down. He starts doing push-ups and says, fuck you guys again. Oh, my God. So now he's up to fit. It was a disaster. So when you hear him get a little upset, that's a little bit of maybe stuff he's pushed down from all those push-ups. He's still upset about that.
Never quite came back from that. Yeah, I think my favorite Chad getting mad moment has got to be the Smite compilation, which I can't remember if it's on our YouTube channel or my other one.
I believe you. I made you move it over because I was like, this is too good.
Yeah. given the interview that we got coming up here, that might be something that any Smite fans would enjoy because that game can get very frustrating, as we all know.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, somebody who doesn't get frustrated, he probably does. We have an interview with Barracuda today. It went really well. The dude's really well-spoken for a professional gamer, good-looking kid for a professional gamer. They couldn't have asked for a better face of, to be their front man. He's the best in the world, and And yeah, he killed it on the interview. So if you want to follow him or watch his Twitch, it's Barracuda with two R's, two C's, and two D's. I think Barracuda and Barracuda were taken. So yeah. So it's Twitter is at C9 Barracuda, and Twitch is twitch.tv/ Barracuda. 1B, 2Rs, 2Cs, 2Ds. And we're going to play it now?
Yep.
Well, here we got the famous Barracuda. Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations on the World Championship, dude. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a better moment in my entire life than freaking winning Worlds. Like, that was the biggest moment in my entire life. And, like, I look back on it, and I never expected to ever just, like, you know, you picture, like, oh, yeah, I want to be the world champion one day. Like every kid grows up, like, I want to be, like, a famous baseball star. But, like,
of course,
for it to actually happen, it's insane.
It's insane, man. But you put the work in. It's not like, you know, you won the lottery. You definitely earned thing, right?
Yeah, practicing about 50, 60, 70 hours a week.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough, but I mean, if it pays off, it pays off. But you have to sacrifice a lot, and I think a lot of the, like, upcoming pros don't really understand how much you have to sacrifice for, I would say, just the glory.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you think about it. If I think about this all the time. If I were to never pick up PC gaming, I'd probably be a doctor and a lawyer by now.
Definitely.
Right?
It takes up so much time.
Yeah, I know. So, okay, let me put you on the hot seat here then. If you had to choose between the money and the world championship, which one would it be?
World championship, 100%.
Not even a question, huh?
Not even a question.
Nice.
I'm not in this for the money at all. Like, it's nice. I can make a living. But yeah. There is nothing like winning.
Man, when you guys were up there on that stage, it was like, you guys were, I don't know, kind of like in a hazy, like, kind of like, what is going on? It was awesome, man. It was really cool thing to watch. And they Hi-Rez really pulled it out, right? They did a great job, I thought.
It was the best tournament, hands down, that I've ever been to. And from the launch tournament to where we couldn't even hear each other because from the speakers that were right behind us to, like, the Worlds, they have improved so much. And Hi-Rez has been killing it on all the LAN tournaments. The production is just amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It's great to, like, I don't know, as a fan of playing the game and also just watching the company come along, it's really cool. You, much more than I, obviously, but as I progress in the game and get better, they're getting better as a company and the game is growing. I feel like I was playing this in alpha, so I'm like, oh, my little baby's all grows up now, you know?
Back when there were like $50 tournaments and now there's like several million-dollar tournaments, it's definitely grown a lot.
So what's it feel like to be at the best in the world at something?
It's pretty insane. We've obviously slacked off a lot from our, I guess, I wouldn't say the glory days, but like we're not back to where we were yet.
Right.
But when we won, that was like the peak, and we took like 2 months off, so we haven't practiced in a very, very, very long time. But to be the best, it's just literally the best feeling in the entire world. There is nothing that even compares to you put in that many hours and it actually paid off. Like, you're actually the best in the entire world for an entire year.
Yeah,
like it's crazy.
Yeah, until somebody officially takes it from you. I mean, you could lose a match here or there. But until somebody officially you guys are the best, so that's the way I see it.
In the entire world until 2016.
Exactly. So, dude, I got to admit, the way I love the way you got your whole family playing. Was that a one-time thing, or are they digging it? Or, I mean, are you like, is dinner ready, and your mom's, you know, trying to hold solo lane?
They haven't played in a while. I told them to play on their own, and I think they kind of
slacked off.
They played some Smurfs, and they didn't really enjoy going like 0-20.
Oh, right.
So they haven't played in a few weeks, but it's actually really fun to just, like, literally you're just playing with your mom, dad, brother and sister, like, in a party of five, just, like, playing Arena, and your mom's like, help me, help me, help me. She's just, like, pressing all of her buttons, like, face-rolling her keyboard, like it's a fighting game or something. It's hilarious.
Your mom's like, I carried you, now you carry me.
I carried you for 9 months. You carry me in this game.
Yeah, all right, Matt. So the big debate that I have with my buddies all the time, my buddies that don't play games, I say that esports are going to surpass traditional sports at some point, like in popularity, because I just don't see people playing football on spaceships. Like, eventually there's going to be a switch there, you know? Do you think it'll ever happen, or do you? What do you think?
Honestly, I think it's already happening. There's more people watching the League of Legends finals than there are watching baseball finals. Yeah. Than, like, I think every sport's been passed except for soccer and football.
Right. Right, and so it's inevitable, right?
That's just one tournament.
Yeah.
And it's already passed, like, all the other sports. And if you combine everyone that's watching esports, we're already bigger. But it's kind of funny that it's, like, a secret.
Yeah.
Like, to people that don't, are like, I guess, are into esports, they don't know how big it is. They don't respect it. But once you get into it, it just swallows you.
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret in Korea, right? I mean, it's already a whole thing. And where's that guy, Dandy, that did the World Dota 2 from? Where's he from? I think. Oh, Ukraine. Yeah. Apparently, they're bigger than, like, in Korea. I know that the StarCraft team went in to talk to the soccer team to pep them up. Mm-hmm. Like, this is so crazy, man.
That's their stars. Like, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's insane.
So eventually, so I'm glad we're in agreement, because I want to debate you.
I mean, honestly, I don't even think it's a debate. Yeah. I think we're already passing them.
Just look, like, at the numbers, right? Well, the motherfucker.
It was like 5 years ago, and now it's like already happening.
Yeah. The real motherfucker, though, is the Super Bowl. Like, nothing even comes close. It just dwarfs everything. But it's more like a cultural phenomenon than it is a sporting event. But maybe one day that one's going to be tough, though.
I mean, you got to look at it this way, to where that's been around for an extremely long time, and companies are investing an insane amount of money into getting those commercial spots.
Right.
And for esports, it's honestly, like, not quite there yet.
Yeah.
As far as, like, millions of dollars for, like, 30 seconds.
Right.
But the fact that we are getting an insane amount of watchers on Twitch, like, that says a lot to me.
Yeah, for sure. So, dude, way back in the day, I played EverQuest, and I sold my account for $2,500. And this, I'm old as shit, by the way. So, so, like, I made $2,500, you know, like 17 years ago. And people were like, oh my God, you should do that for a living. And I'm like, no, dude, if you knew how much dollar per hour I was putting in, it worked out to about 2 cents. If it was like, have you ever done the calculations of, like, dollar per hour? And I know you're making money on the side, and you're doing a great job of, you know, doing things outside of Smite. But as far as, like, Smite itself, do you think the dollar per hour worked out and all that?
Oh, to be completely honest, I don't really pay attention to that.
Yeah.
For me, it's not really about how much money I'm making at all. Like, as long as I'm comfortable, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I was never raised on money and valuing money or anything. Like, to me, my value is, if I'm enjoying what I'm doing and I'm able to take care of my family, future family, obviously, then that's all that matters. Like, it's just, as long as you're happy, man.
That's great, man. That's great. Couple more questions and we'll get out of here. Do you have any time for any other games? And if so, what do you plan?
Not really, now that it's like SPL season. I'm pretty much streaming probably 20-30 hours a week, then scrimming probably 20 hours on top of that a week. So there's not really, like, free time for games. The rest of my free time's obviously towards my girlfriend, so I don't really have time for, like, actual other games, sadly.
That's tough. And then what's your favorite non-Smite game of all time?
Halo 2.
Halo 2. Huh. That's where you got your Twitch reflexes going.
Yeah, I played with my friends way back in the day. We were having LAN parties every weekend when we were in, like, middle and high school, and it was just so much fun. And I will always have those memories of, like, staying up to, like, 4 a.m., drinking Mountain Dew, eating Cheetos, like, all night. It was just It's the greatest game ever.
Absolutely.
If I could go back and like go through those lands, I would just do them over and over and over again. There was so much fun.
It's tough, man. Like, you know, I went through that whole, you know, Smash Brothers or like GoldenEye on the couch with your buddies. Mm-hmm. And I try to set that up these days, but it's just too tough. Like, your friends are all spread out. Maybe now with all the Steam machines and the streamers, I mean, it's going to be easier to set it up in your living room. But I don't think you're ever going to be able to go back, unfortunately. It just sucks. Everybody's just too busy to get together in actuality, right?
Not yet for my friends, because we're all nerds and not married yet.
Oh, so that's awesome, man.
once we all get married with kids, it's going to be a little tougher. But right now, we get together occasionally. We pull out the really old GameCube, hook up some Mario Tennis.
Nice.
Play it till way too early in the morning.
That's awesome, dude. Dude, well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem, man. I enjoyed it.
I know you gotta go kick some more ass and stay on top.
Yeah, I'm going to go stream for a little while.
Awesome, dude. Thank you so much.
All right. See you later, man.
See ya. And we're back. A little bit of podcast magic there. All right, Bobby. What have you been up to this week?
Well, believe it or not, I managed to tear myself away from Heroes of the Storm.
What?
A little bit. I know, right? Maybe I'm giving myself too much credit. I probably played like a million hours of that this week, and then I played 6 hours of Cities Skyline.
I'm glad you did, and we didn't talk about this, but I'm glad you did because it seems to be everywhere.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't avoid this game after a while. I heard so many people talking about it, and I pre-purchased SimCity in 2013, the big remake that was supposed to be a return to form for Maxis, and ended up being a huge disaster because it was online only, the servers weren't working, people weren't satisfied with the gameplay, just all sorts of problems. A lot of people blame EA for that, and I can kind of see why. They have a bit of a reputation for picking up these development studios, chewing them up and spitting them out. And hopefully Visceral's not the next on the chopping block with Battlefield Hardline, but I don't know. That remains to be seen. But anyway, Cities Skylines, I don't know if they've directly come out and said this is the real SimCity. Like, for all you people who are disappointed, this is the game that you wanted. I don't know if they've said that, but everybody else is saying that. And it's kind of true. It is true.
It looks great.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. The graphics, very nice. There is a bit of a stutter I've noticed when I'm zoomed in and I scroll across the whole map, but I don't know, maybe that's a problem with my setup and SLI. I don't know.
How close can you zoom in here?
Fairly close, almost street level. Not quite as deep as Tropico, but you can get right down in there.
Mm.
But it is a beautiful looking game. And the biggest thing I want to emphasize about this game is it focuses solely on the city building. And that's kind of different from a lot of these other city builders I've seen recently. Tropico, the 2013 SimCity game. Like, a lot of those, there's a lot more than just building your city. I mean, you do that, but then SimCity has you running around trying to solve crimes, and you can get superheroes, and, you know, they throw a disaster in that you got to deal with, like tornadoes or whatever. Tropico is, the campaign is set up with missions. You know, you have to reach these different objectives. At least the campaign that I played. I don't know if there's just like a sandbox mode where you can just build and build. But this game, City Skylines, is just focused on getting your population as big as you can. And
bringing it back to the original, right?
Yeah. The original SimCity, I think in, what, 93 by Maxis, Will Wright, that one was pretty much the same thing. And a big factor in City Skyline, though, is the traffic. Like, I've noticed that is probably the hardest thing to master.
As it is, right? Probably, yeah. In real life. Like, LA's a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, everything that you do, doesn't matter how many fire stations you build, if they get stuck in traffic, they're completely ineffective. So you spend a good portion of your time trying to get the traffic down. There's all sorts of road types, all sorts of different combinations. If you build a two-way road that intersects with a one-way road, then, you know, there may or may not be traffic lights. If you click and drag a one-way road from right to left, then it will go that direction. So you have to be very specific when you're making these roads.
What's the downside to making, like, 10 lanes every single, because they're more expensive, probably? Every street, 10 lanes. Crazy.
You know, I tried doing that at first, and it doesn't work as well as you'd think. It all depends on the intersections that you have, and it also depends on what buildings are there. You know, if you have like an industrial section where a lot of people work, then everybody's trying to get to that specific area. So, you know, a big complaint about the SimCity 2013 game was it wasn't very big. They didn't give you a very big map to work with. And you couldn't do everything in that game. You could do one thing really well. You could be like an education town, or you could, I don't know, you could be like a casino resort luxury establishment, something like that.
But you could only pick one specialization?
Yeah, it wasn't even that you could only pick one. It was only possible to do one really well. And a lot of people tried to do everything and just failed at it at all. It just didn't have the finances or the population or this or that. But this game, not so much like that. They give you plenty of space to work with. When your population reaches a certain point, you can buy an entire other plot. I didn't realize this until a little late in the game, but you can zoom out. And at first I was thinking, you know, they give you about as much land to work with as SimCity. I heard you could expand more in this game. And then I realized, oh, you can zoom out and buy an entire another plot. Not just one, like as many as you want.
Like another county.
Yeah. If you look at some of the screenshots online of this game, the cities are enormous. Like, they're huge. And, you know, as you progress and build high-density housing and
it looks offices, like a real city. So I'm looking at, like, that sky shot right now. Mm-hmm. The civic engineering looks like real. The way, especially the overpasses, how they're linking together, looks pretty cool.
And when you're laying down those roads, you can build those overpasses or bridges by hitting page up and raising the height of something. So, yeah, bridges are key. And, yeah, after playing this game, you kind of get stuck in that mindset, in that mode. So as I'm driving around sometimes, I'm looking at the, you know, the roads and the cities. I'm like, you know, they could have done something a little different here. You know? Like, you get stuck in this game.
Yeah.
And it's a game that really takes a lot of your time, too. I mean, I'm 6 hours deep, and I feel like I'm barely scratching the surface here.
When I came to San Diego, it was the first place I've ever been where you could merge off the freeway on the left side. Yeah, there's a couple. There's one right here, right?
Right here going down to Tijuana. That was the shortcut to TJ.
Go down there a lot after midnight.
Yep. But, I think that's the only one around town. You know what I never see out here, though, that I've seen in a lot of other places are roundabouts.
That was exactly what I was going to ask you. Are you a communist, and did you put roundabouts in your city?
No, I haven't used the roundabouts.
There we go. Goddamn American. He bleeds blue, white, and red, folks.
They have roundabouts in the U.S.
They do.
Just not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never see roundabouts here. There's one in East County.
Called a circle thing.
Yeah.
That's what people call
it. And nobody knows what to do. They get to a roundabout, and they're just like, what the fuck?
I got to admit, they're pretty fucking cool.
Oh, you know what? Down in La Jolla, kind of our more affluent
part of San Diego. Yeah, usually beach towns.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have them for some reason. If it's one or two lanes, it's great. If you go to, like, Tijuana, here we go again. There's like 6-lane deep roundabouts. And the intersection in the world where there's the most accidents is in Paris. And it's a 6-lane deep. The insurance companies won't even cover you if you're in that roundabout.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that's playing with fire then.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a good thing up into a certain point.
Wow.
So civic engineering.
Yeah. Welcome so this back. Game completely focuses on... Or City Skylines completely focuses on just building the city and making the best that it can possibly be. And
is it challenging?
It is pretty challenging. They do not give you training wheels. Like, when you start, then you could mess up very easily. And a lot of people make the mistake where you have to pull in water, build a whole pipeline, you know, all over town to make sure that you get water to every part of your city. And then you've got to flush that water out, the sewage. And a big mistake I've heard a lot of people make is they don't pay attention to upstream and downstream, the flow of the water that they're pulling out of.
You don't want to drink poop.
Exactly. And that's what happened to a lot of people is your population starts dying, people get sick, and you're pretty much screwed once you do that. And I did not make that. They give you a few hints at the beginning, but they don't really hold your hand like a lot of these other ones do.
Hint,
like,
don't drink poop.
Yeah. But like Tropico... will not let you. They say, hey, place this building over here, and they will not let you do anything else but do that. Like, they really hold your hand. And I love Tropico. I can't believe I haven't played 5 yet, but I love Tropico 4.
Is there, are they looking like, is there anything futuristic in here? Is there kind of like anything sustainable, or like, is there solar panels and stuff like that?
There is solar power. And there, you can also generate power with wind and a hydroelectric dam. But here's the cool thing. There's no like real futuristic stuff in here, but there is a huge mod community for this. And this game just recently came out.
Yeah.
And already there's a bunch of mods for this and really cool shit. So I haven't dove too deep into that end of the pool, but after a while, I think that's really going to help this game out. I mean, a modding community does so much for the lifespan of a game.
So, Bob, so mods are probably the PC's number one, besides graphics. That, you know, that's really high up there, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever see the consoles adopting any of that? Probably not, right?
Mod support on a... See, I don't even know if that's something that a console player wants. I don't know the mind of a console player, but...
Dude, what console player would not want, you know, his... I don't know. What are they playing? Halo guy to look like a Velociraptor.
I don't know. So this is what we need Chad here for, to give voice to the console players.
To the console players, right?
Because we have no clue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's something they would enjoy. I'm sure it's something they would enjoy if they were exposed to it, but...
Maybe they, you know, all those titles don't want to go open source. Who knows? Who knows? We're just speculating here.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've got to apologize for last week, guys. I think it was more questions than answers. I always make that joke, but it was definitely more questions than answers. Any time that anybody's going, I'm just going to cut them off. So, that's it.
Yeah.
Last week sucked.
Well, it wasn't upset. Like we didn't have a
That's
computer.
That's why Chad's fired.
Well,
anything else?
I think that's pretty much it for City Skyline. I mean, it's a great game. This came at a really weird time, though. This is almost 2 years to the day that SimCity came out. SimCity came out two years already?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Since they gave out a free game because they fucked up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then still nobody plays it, or it didn't.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, too. They recently closed the Maxis studio that was responsible for releasing that game. I think after the failure of the new Sims game. There's several Maxis studios, but the one, I think in Redwood, the one that did The Sims and also SimCity, EA closed them. A bunch of people lost their jobs, you know, real shitty stuff, but... it's definitely due to, I mean, that's definitely a response to the failure of some of these recent titles. So that happens, and then this game comes out just, like, it seems really, really, really weird timing.
It's funny, because maybe, you know, they were like, you know, maybe there's just not a market for this kind of game anymore, and then boom. I mean, this thing is everywhere. People are it's on Twitter, and people are really enjoying it. I've never seen the appeal, really. It's not my kind of thing, but I'm glad people are enjoying it. And
I think they really understood their audience, and I think that's what I don't know who to blame, Maxis or EA, failed to do 2 years ago. Is they threw in all this extra crap, and people just want to build massive, giant cities and focus on that, not superheroes and villains and quests and things like that. You know, I think it just comes down to that.
Keep it simple, right?
Yep.
Who made this, by the way?
This is by...
Paradox? Oh, that's the... scrolling way too quick.
Yeah.
Colossal Order.
Colossal Order.
Never heard of them. Click on them. See, what else did I make?
Oh, Cities in Motion.
Oh, I see. I've heard those before.
And you know what? I haven't played a lot of these games. I've never played Cities in Motion. I've never played Anno 2070. I had, really, other than Tropico and... like some of the old school city builders, like maybe Civ, I guess you could argue a little bit.
The other one that's huge right now is that Ori and the Blind Forest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's making a lot of... Everybody's talking about that. Are you planning on picking that up? You're going to wait till it goes on sale?
I don't know.
Yeah, platformers, right?
This is really like the first game that I've like bought this year. I think the first... 2015 release that I bought. I haven't been buying a lot of games just because I'm trying to work through the backlog, and I'm just playing Heroes anyway. Oh yeah, Darkest Dungeon.
Have you picked that up again?
No, not yet.
Yeah, it's tough.
Ori and the Blind Forest. Yeah.
Yeah, people are saying that, you know, I mean, the way people are talking about this right now on Twitter is like, I'm thinking, you know, Game of the Year or something like that. Some crazy shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, someone will definitely have to pick this up and and play it.
Yeah.
Looks cool.
No, for sure. It's gorgeous, and the music's really great, too. But at the end of the day, it's still a platformer, so I stayed away from it. So I was hoping somebody else would pick it up.
Hmm. All right. Well, what have you been up to this week?
I picked up the Humble Bundle for the roguelikes. They had 6 roguelikes for, like, I think I paid the minimum, which was $8. To get the $8 you have to pay to get Heavy Bullets. By the way, Bobby already owned all this fucking shit.
I bought that Humble Bundle, too.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And okay. Did they give you an extra copy of Heavy Bullets? Because I
got
one.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. It looked like an error, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was a little confused.
And speaking of Heavy Bullets, it's probably my favorite out of the bundle. And it was worth the $8. It's really cool. It's really neon. God damn. I'm gonna go on a roll here, and I'm going to just use it for the 4th week in a row. Psychedelic. It's neon psychedelic. Crazy. It's just off the wall, but the mechanics are really cool. Have you played it, Bob?
No, not yet.
You only have 6 bullets, period. And they bounce, though. So you can go and pick them up after you use them. Mm-hmm. So if you don't go pick it up, see how what I mean? It kind of has that...
a lot of polygons, a lot of sharp edges. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So you shoot something, it bounces off of them, you have to go pick it up. So if you're in like a... If 4 or 5 things are coming at you, if you miss once, it's going to fuck you up. Mm-hmm. It does startle you from time to time. There's some... The roguelike mechanics is that you're picking up money, but you can also pass some money on to your next playthrough, or you can keep it for this playthrough. So you always have that dynamic of like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to over-talk this too much. It's a lot of fun. It's worth the $8. And then you get all these other bonus games. Mm-hmm. This is where I got my value for sure. There's only 8 levels, and my first playthrough, I got to the 5th level and I was like, this is the easiest game ever. Then I got stomped at the very beginning of the 5th level. So, I'm sure I'll beat it pretty soon. It just looks great. The music's great. I give it the DL, if you will.
Not multiplayer, it looks like, but, No. Single player only.
Single player only, yep.
Yeah. These first-person roguelikes are interesting. I played Ziggurat a couple months ago and really enjoyed that. I like the first-person's perspective on a roguelike.
On anything, right? I mean,
what's
your favorite perspective?
It's definitely my preference on any game.
Right.
But you do, up until recently, we've never really seen it put on a roguelike.
Yeah, you think we'll get a first-person MOBA at any point?
Maybe Overwatch, I guess. Is that what they're trying to do?
I thought it was third-person, wasn't it?
Third-person over
really
the shoulder?
A MOBA.
Yeah, I don't know. People are comparing it more to TF2, but...
Yeah.
Maybe. I think Smite's about as close as you're going to get.
Yeah, I'll go quickly run through these other ones that I played. Delver is a very cute first-person dungeon crawler. Not even... No. When I say dungeon crawler... I don't mean the genre. I meant like for your first person going through a dungeon and you're hacking your slashing your way through. It's the 3D is actually pretty good. You're talking about chunky 8-bit pixels. It looks like Minecraft, if you will. But they did a really good job. You can tell what everything is. Unlike Minecraft, where you're holding a piece of wood and it looks like a hamburger or something. And I was playing it, I was like, oh my god, I'm really, really going to enjoy this game. And then I realized that the randomness isn't all that random, it's just putting pre-rendered rooms together in a random order. You know what I mean, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where like, it's my 3rd time playing and I've seen this room 3 times, kind of thing. Hmm. So it's all about like getting down to a certain level, killing the boss, and then getting out with the treasure. There's only one thing you need to do. And as far as like roguelike, I don't know what you can pass on to your next playthrough. I think there's something there, but there's not much to it. So that I would say that was 2nd place on the whole thing. Nuclear Throne was not part of it. And this is a twin stick shooter, roguelike, esque multiplayer thing. And I was like, oh, well, this looks like a lot like Binding of Isaac. Maybe I'll like it. And 1,800 positive reviews, overwhelmingly positive, And I didn't get it, man. I played it with my girl. I played it with Chad. I played it alone. And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. I already deleted it. Like, that's a big deal. When I delete something,
no,
like
I know.
You said, like you said, it's like breaking up with a girl or something. Yeah.
Well, you know, what's funny is this game is probably, what, 200 megabytes and you deleted it? Like, you probably didn't need to do that, but you were making a statement.
I was making a statement.
Yeah.
To my own psyche and to whoever else is listening.
So this game has gotten great reviews, but you didn't like it. And we were talking about this last week about how, about review systems and... Yeah, we got off. That was last week. We kind of got off on that tangent.
Yeah,
about,
you know what, Matt?
How you don't always agree with the rest of the crowd.
Yeah, and usually I do. You know, I like most things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I paid $13, and I was just like, "What am I doing?"
Yeah.
Maybe there's something there, but there's so much good shit that I don't want to find the good part of something that I found is bad. Does that make any sense? Like, why would I put in the time to find the good part of this when there's so many things that I know are good already?
Yeah, no, I can relate to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like games make you try really, really hard to like them. I guess that could be argued for MOBAs, though. I mean, those have a high learning curve.
Super high. Super high. And very last one that I've played. There's a couple more that I haven't played. There's one called Drop Down something where... all the levels are, you're just falling. I forget the name of it, but it's irrelevant. I played a Wizard.
Vertical Drop Heroes.
Yeah, exactly. I played that for maybe 10 minutes. It's more akin to, oh boy, here we go. The one that you always bring up, the roguelike, where you pass on your traits to your...
Rogue Legacy?
Rogue Legacy. It's more akin to that, but instead of a big castle, you're just falling down, going down a... It's a level, but it's vertical instead of horizontal.
I see.
Yeah. So I haven't got into that too much, but I'll make my final point on all of these at the end of this. Wizard's Lizard is a direct inspiration / ripoff of Binding of Isaac. I mean, there are so many similarities. It's not like... I'm pretty sure somebody loved Binding of Isaac and they said... I'm going to adjust this to the things that I like. So they took a lot of the randomness out of it. Instead of randomness, they give you money that you get from bad guys. And then you can spend that money on unlocking stuff or buying stuff. So they took the random. So I can totally see some game developer playing Binding of Isaac and hating how random it is and putting this new mechanic in it. You know what I mean? So... but me personally, I love randomness. So I love Binding of Isaac. I deleted Wizard's Lizard 2. So, I was just like, Binding of Isaac is a better game. Why? I should be playing that instead. I put in probably 3 hours and I was just like, nah. And the other thing, I thought that was a mistake. There's pedestals in a museum. You can see how many things you can unlock. Under those 3 hours, I had already unlocked like 20% of everything in the game. And I'm like, yeah, they shouldn't have done that. Like, I like the mystery of all the randomness. Maybe it's personal choice, but for sure, I can say Binding of Isaac is a better game.
Yeah, I think most people would agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But overall, not a bad bundle for $8.
No, not at all. Like I said, Heavy Bullets alone is probably worth it. I'm probably going to beat it next time I play it, or next few times. But yeah, it's a really good game.
No, I know with... Ziggurat, the game that I compared to Heavy Bullets a little while ago, that game was easy to beat on easy mode, but as soon as I stepped up to medium, it was a much bigger challenge. I don't think I ever beat it on medium.
Yeah, that's like FTL.
Yeah, same thing with
FTL. I never beat it on regular.
Does Heavy Bullets have difficulty modes?
I haven't looked because I haven't beat the game yet. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. So you've been playing a lot. Like I said, City Skylines and Heroes of the Storm is pretty much all I've been playing. Although I did get a chance to play with the listener, David is winning.
Oh, yeah. He told me he was drunk, and you probably think he's an idiot. So I said, you should change your name to David is Spinning.
Well, he should know that I'm used to playing with you, so I'm...
Boom!
Boom. Yeah, that was... But no, we had a good time. We played until the late hours of the night, a whole group of us. And it's so much fun playing a game like that with a group of people. Like, even if we won most of our games too, it was a lot of winning, but, even if
so
you lose.
So David was winning?
He was, indeed. It's not just a clever name. But yeah, I cannot get enough of that game. And a lot of people, even my old World of Warcraft buddy, is playing that game. And I usually can catch him on the weekends. But I feel like a lot of people are starting to hop on the Heroes boat. Think you're next.
Nope. Not $40, dude. I'm not going to pay
well,
that.
Here's the deal. This is kind of segues into our next, our listener question or whatever you want to call it. There's a website I've been using a lot lately called g2a.com.
Is that the one that... Okay, so we have that thread, right?
Yeah.
Clown Lotion started it. Said, retail is for suckers. Put a lot of really good links about saving money in there. You got a bunch of Reddit links. You have Humble Store, you know, all that stuff. But then you replied and you put this one.
Yeah.
Is it better or is it a conglomeration? What is it?
Well, here's the deal with it. I avoided this website for a long time because it seemed like a scam. The prices were a lot cheaper and I thought it was kind of a Nuvem.com situation right. going on where like you're buying these out of Brazil or something and you got to activate them with a VPN or something shady going down. But I finally looked into it and the website's not very clear about how it works things out. But basically what they do is they themselves buy games in bulk, then sell them at a cheaper price. And they also allow for people to sell their own games. So you can legally sell your keys. So I get a lot of extra keys because I buy a lot of bundles. I can sell those keys and people can buy them and G2A takes a cut and I get a cut. If someone buys a game from me and it's not legit, there's something wrong with the key, then they can start a case for it and I can then issue them a refund. You know, they have ways
of working. Does that happen?
It did because one of the keys that I had had apparently been used.
Why are you trying to rip people off, bro?
Hey, man, I got so many keys, it's hard to keep track of them. But if you're trying to scam people, then they do have something called the G2A Shield. If you check this box and pay an extra dollar when you buy a game, then G2A says no matter what, you'll get this game, even if we have to buy it ourselves. And then they'll take it up with the seller, and they'll deal with all the messy stuff.
Now, did that cover your rating or your standing with them or something? Did that fuck it up? Because you know.
Because I issued him a refund, and we're talking about, like, $1. I sold, like, a copy of Year Walk.
It's the principle, Bobby. We're talking about the principle here.
We're all about principles today. Yeah. But... no, it didn't affect my... Actually, I think he gave me a good rating because I refunded the money, like, within an hour. Like, boom. No problem.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's actually like, a great site. Boom.
I covered that dollar, like, boom. Like, I got so many of those, you don't even know. You know how many of those I make an hour? Jesus Christ. Boom.
Dollars.
You know what? Yeah, I have one for your sister, too. Boom, boom. All day, I'll be covering a dollar.
That's exactly how I handled that situation. But it's a... I'll pull it up here so you can see what it looks like. But they aren't clear about a lot of this stuff. I found out a lot of this information through YouTube. And it's actually got really cheap prices for a lot of these games. Even new games that are coming out. Like they got Hardline, Battlefield Hardline up there. You can search for any game you can want. You want, and you can choose if you want a Steam key, a Steam gift, or any other type.
Can you click on USDA so I know? USDA.
I'm USD. Hungry. It is on USD.
Is it? I'm looking at euros here.
Oh, you want to... Oh, yeah. Well, that's just an image. It'll convert that. That's one thing that this site kind of... I wish they would improve upon is when I sell games, I'm getting it in all sorts of currencies. I'm getting the British pound. I'm getting euros.
Where are you getting into your account on with them?
Yeah, I mean, it all adds up to the same, but it's just, it makes it difficult to actually see what you're getting when you sell something.
Yeah.
So when I look at my invoices or my sales history, it's kind of hard to make sense of it all at first until you do some calculations, but minor complaint. Still a good site. I would highly recommend it, and just get the G2A Shield if you're a little sketchy on it and you know you're good.
Do you, though? What if they just, like, go down and keep all the money that everybody has? I don't know. I don't see...
They've been around for a little while. I've been seeing this website pop up quite a bit, so I don't think they're in it for the long con. I think they're going to be around for a bit. And
I hope so.
Everybody that I've talked to quite a few people who've used this site, and The reason I initially brought this up so many minutes ago was that you can get Heroes of the Storm, like just the beta key, not the starter pack that I had to buy for $40.
Right.
Just the beta key. Let's see, that's a European. We want the CD key US, 58 cents.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
really?
58 cents you can get into the beta.
And does that mean that you get the full game when it comes out?
Well, the full game's going to be free when it comes out.
Oh,
yeah, it's going to be free to play. It's just a closed beta. So
it's
you
a little rich for my blood.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you need a dollar.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be like, dollars. Boom.
I got dollars like, boom. All right, let's segue into news here. So I know the one thing that I wanted to bring up, you got on the list here, the Titan X finally has a price tag, $1,000.
Which is half of what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, much cheaper than I had anticipated. And so? As soon as that came out, I know, right?
So?
So it came out, the benchmarks came out, and bottom line, this is 30% faster than a 980, approximately, wow. You know, give or take, depending on what model you get and all that. But you're looking at a 30% increase over a 980. Now, I'm still running with the 690, so it would be a big jump for me. This does not, however, outperform AMD's 295X2, the dual-core GPU that
so
they have.
So why aren't you buying that?
That one, oh, the AMD one, it has a water cooler outside of the card that I would not be able to use in my case since I'm already using water cooling on my CPU.
Oh, is that the only thing?
Well, that, and I definitely prefer the NVIDIA ecosystem, and also I don't want to do Crossfire or SLI again.
So you're part of the family? You're
yeah, part of the NVIDIA family. I'm green team as yeah. of now. But I was so close to buying this card. I thought about it, da-da-da-da-da, you know, like I went back and forth. I almost pulled the trigger, but then I ended up buying a GH4, which is a...
You went through with it?
No, not this card. No. No, a GH4, a Panasonic GH4 is a DSLR specializing specifically in video. And it's really expensive, and the lens is super expensive, so I spent way too much money on that. Which has nothing to do with gaming, but I was like, I've already got a pretty fast card. I've been playing nothing but Heroes recently anyway, and I don't know, why upgrade?
The only thing is, and it's not about upgrading or not upgrading, you're always running into hiccups, man. Like, way more than Chad or I. And Chad is fucking, you know, he's got a hamster in the wheel over there.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
So
now, at some point, I may upgrade to the Titan X. I think late this summer, we might see something replace the 980 series, something a little more powerful. But that is a really good price for this card, and that's actually a pretty big improvement.
So wait, so you're getting 30% improvement? Is it 30% more money, or is it like 50% more money?
A 980 goes for $550 average.
So it doesn't seem like
you're spending almost twice as much,
right? But you're getting to the point where like you're talking cutting edge, and of course yeah. that always comes at a premium, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm going from a 690, which is an old card. By now, it's like what, almost 3 years old.
But you got the steroids one, right?
Yeah, it's the most powerful one that was out for the longest time. But still, it's getting old. It's a 600 series, and going from this to a Titan would have been a huge jump. And I don't know.
I don't think you're thinking of all the angles here. You need to pass that card down to Chad. He needs one so bad.
He might need a whole upgrade,
dude.
He doesn't.
He doesn't even have a keyboard. He has a stone and, like, tablet, and he just fucking knocks shit in right there.
He's got an abacus.
Yeah,
is that what those things are?
For the calculations?
Yeah, but it looks like a great card. I don't know. Maybe if I come into some money, tax season's over. I already got that. That's gone. I don't know.
Rob somebody.
Yeah. Maybe if I get into robbing banks other than Payday 2, then...
Well, think about all the things you've learned. You know, one of my ex-girlfriends a long time ago said that back when we were playing GoldenEye, she was like, I think you guys would be a lot better in a real gunfight than most people. And I was like, you're stupid. And then I was like, wait, would we? Like, okay, if you were going to take your average citizen and then somebody who played thousands of hours of GoldenEye, which is an... What do you think? Do you think you'd be better in a gunfight, or you would dive on where you think a power up would be in
the
shot?
I think when the adrenaline kicks in, it's just a matter of reflexes. I don't know if GoldenEye is going to give you. Plus, GoldenEye, you're shooting at polygons, and that, you know, that's not an accurate representation. Yeah. So what's up with YouTube? They're doing virtual reality?
Yeah, they're jumping on already. So, you know, they know where things are going. Seems like all the money, all the world's attention is going towards VR. So they jumped on already. They have a 360 view video capacity now. So as you're watching a video, you can actually, well, not any video, especially recorded videos, you have 360 view. So imagine somebody puts a 3D camera on a bicycle, goes down the street. If you watch that video with a VR headset on, you could go down that same street and look around at 360 at any speed that you want.
Do you think they're going to redo Google Maps with this?
I don't think they have to redo it. Isn't it already 3D?
Mm, maybe. I know they snap pictures, but maybe they snapped enough of them they could do some sort of motion with it. I don't know why you'd even need that, though.
Because have you gone down to Street View?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so but, some buildings you can already go in. Did you know about this?
No, go inside the building.
You can go inside it, like certain, like, you know, the more prominent city buildings in certain cities.
Why would you want to go inside? I mean, Google Maps is just for directions, you know, how to get from A to B.
Not really. So when I got back from Paris and I did the whole, I went to the Louvre and then I went to the Arc de Triomphe, something like that. And I went to the Champ de Soleil. When I got home, I was like, let me go on Google Earth and do the same thing. I did the same thing. I'm like, man, I have to fly all the way over there. This is pretty fucking close. Like, it's all the same. You can get a taste of scale. You can get a layout. So if somebody wanted to know the layout of a building, or Google has it for certain certain paintings and stuff, they've taken pictures with 1 million megapixel cameras. So you can go, from Street View into the museum, to the paintings, and go so close on those paintings that you can see the individual, not brush strokes, but hairs on the brush strokes. Like, it's so you can take a virtual tour without having to go to New York, you know? And maybe, you know, we're going to get to a point where you don't have to go to that meeting in fucking 2 hours away. You can just put on your VR headset and go meet some people.
Well, they're already doing that with Skype and other software.
Thanks.
Well, the video that
thanks for shitting on my point.
The video that they have up, I did watch this, was a race car going around a track, like a Formula One race car.
Oh, that's not what I saw. That sounds way cooler than what I saw.
It wasn't that exciting. Which one did you see?
It was like a person sitting in an alley, and you could look in all directions, and there was a TV playing like a famous video from YouTube. I forget what it was, though.
So sitting in an alley?
Yeah, that's all it was.
That doesn't sound very good.
No,
it wasn't. The racing one wasn't that great. He was going around a very plain-looking track, and you can look around and see exactly what you'd expect to see.
What more did you want? Did you want aliens? Like, what would have made it for you?
I don't know. I'm not even really sold on this. I'm sure it's going to be great given the right circumstances, but the resolution seemed a little low.
It was super low.
You know, it's a step in the right direction.
No, for sure.
All right, so what's Gabe got to say?
Yeah, he did a podcast recently, actually.
Oh, yeah?
And it's funny because I think he did one of his buddies a favor because the podcast doesn't really have a name. It was like a one-off. The guy, I'm sorry, I don't have more information. The guy has a podcast, right? But this one that he did with Gabe wasn't the name of the regular podcast. I wish I had the name for it. I'm going to listen to it for sure, 100%. But anyway, he said they do want to make games, but any future game making is going to be tied in with the direction of the company. And what that basically means is VR. VR and hardware. So whatever they make, they're going to make things for what they made, games-wise. And I really don't think it's a focus. Bobby, you were right. They don't make games anymore. They make money. And whatever. I have no complaints. Whatever they do, I've said it 1,000 times. I suck at the cock of Valve.
It'll be interesting to see what they... I could see them coming out with a game to kind of show off this new technology. But... And I'm referring to not just the Oculus, but the Valve Vive.
Yeah.
And how far away do you think that is? Some people are saying like a year or two. And I feel like they've been saying we're a year or two away for, I don't know, 3 years?
No, Valve said this year.
Really?
This year. November this year is Vive is coming out. And that's, I brought this up a couple of weeks ago. Valve doesn't put deadlines on themselves. So I was really like, what? I'm kind of torn on the whole thing. I'd rather a finished product. I'd rather when things come from Apple and when things come from Valve, mm-hmm. or things come from Blizzard, I know that they're going to work. I know they're going to be excellent. And I know that I don't know when they're going to come out. Now, when they give themselves a deadline like this, I'm a little worried.
Yeah. And plus, we're dealing with hardware now and not games, not software.
Right. They are working with HTC, and HTC has been around for fucking 50 years or something.
Yeah, that's a great partnership. But the thing is, yeah, they're not giving themselves a deadline, but we've seen a lot of tech demos, and this stuff looks cool, and everyone that uses it say, yeah, it's great, but these are tech demos. These are things that are just nowhere near a finished product. I think November sounds very optimistic.
I saw a great tweet today. It said, some people say that VR isn't going to work because 3D didn't work. Those people have not been locked in a room with Smaug the Dragon, because apparently that tech demo is very... very good. I wish I could. Oh, man, I really want to play this stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
But before, I just don't think we're going to see it on a shelf anytime soon. Or on Amazon. The digital shelf.
What Amazon? They're going to sell. They have their own thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, if we're talking about numbers, just really quickly. So, Steam hit a new landmark. I think maybe 6 months ago, I said that they hit 8 million. They just hit 9 million. Concurrent users. Dying Light's up to 3 million players. That's fucking legit, dude. That's a runaway success for a PC game. I'm very impressed. And I love that. I love the idea of, let's not just shove DLC down these people's throat. Let's just make sure we make an amazing product. They tell their friends it's multiplayer, and their friends will just buy the whole game. And that's how we make our money. That's an ideal world. That's how it should work, right?
Ideally, for the consumer, I guess.
Yeah, for the consumer. Oh, and for that, they're not making money hand over fist right now? Of course they are. At $50 a pop?
Well, yeah, they're making a lot of money. But, you know, if you got people to buy DLC and microtransactions, you could be making more money.
Maybe.
All right. What's up with Windows 10? That's almost out, right?
Yeah, they said this summer, and I announced before that Windows 10 is going to be free upgrade for anybody that has Windows 8 or Windows 9. Now they said pirated copies are okay. So I'm kind of like skeptical about this. Like, aren't they just going to track everybody that upgrades from a pirated copy and like keep an extra special eye on them? What do you think, Bob?
I don't know. It's possible, but we're approaching the age where we're not looking at products on shelves anymore. We're looking at these things more as a service. Operating systems, video games. I mean, it's a constant service, not just something you buy and you install and there you go. You know, it requires support. It requires, we're looking at this stuff more long term. So I don't know. I could see them doing this. I mean, Apple has always sold their, or has never really sold their operating system.
But here's the interesting part. So, it's free for upgrading for people that already have 8 or 9. It's free for people who stole it, but it's not free for anybody just off the street that's just bought a computer or something like that. Isn't that a weird... Well, shouldn't it just be free across the board?
When you buy a computer, you get Windows installed with it.
But you're paying for it, aren't you?
Mm.
Like, when I've bought Dells in the past, it's part of the, like...
Yeah, it's part of the price. Yeah. But I can't imagine a very big one. They make most of their money off that crap that already comes pre-installed, like,
what?
You know, 30-day trial for Microsoft Office or Symantec or Norton or whatever that you, if you're smart, you always clean off in the very first thing after you get one. But, yeah, it's worked into the price, and they make a ton of money by selling it to those distributors. So, I don't know. I think this is good, though. This is kind of a page from Apple's book, maybe, just being a little more free about the operating system. I honestly would have paid, when Windows 8 came out, they're charging $40 for an upgrade. I would have paid the $40 for a legit copy, But if you change your motherboard or change enough of your hardware, then there's a discrepancy. There's some problem with it that you run into, and then you can't install it.
Doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah, it's stupid. There are so many little issues that it was actually easier to pirate it.
Not that you still have that.
Yeah, of course not. Absolutely not. But it's like what Gabe Newell said in an interview. You know, piracy is a service problem. If you give somebody a better service than piracy, they will take it. So, I don't know, maybe Windows is being smart about this. If they would legitimately offer a better service that was even not very expensive, like, I don't know, I would pay for a legit copy of Windows if I didn't have to deal with a lot of the bullshit that comes along with it.
That Gabe guy is pretty smart, huh?
Yeah.
I said that same shit.
Like, you know, he used to work for Microsoft, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He worked for Microsoft for a long, long time.
I don't know. Going to throw this out really quickly. China is 3/4 pirated copies of Windows. So all those people are going to get free upgrades. But anyway, this is another feel-good story, just like last week. It's really cool that fucking people in the gaming community are getting charitable with their shit. The creator of Five Nights at Freddy's randomly donated to St. Jude's. So St. Jude did this thing on, what was it called? It was a live stream for video gamers. So, you know, jump on, get people to watch your stream, you know, like your loved ones, have them donate. Much like, you know, a lot of these charities have a walk or a run and people donate for their friend doing this thing. Okay, I'm going to play for 24 hours, blah, blah, blah. Their goal was $15,000 for the whole thing. This is their first time doing something like this. The creator of Five Nights at Freddy's donated $250,000 to them. This is St. Jude's stream charity. And so you go to the website. After I saw this, I clicked on the website, followed a few links, had to get the whole story. Their goal was $15,000. So there's a running total that says like percentage there because we're trying to get there. You know how most charities do. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get that 100%. It was like 17,000% or something crazy. Wow. So, yeah. And it was great, right? So that's super cool. And it wasn't 25. For some reason, it was $249,999. But who cares? Maybe there was a maximum. But what I never knew about the dude was this. He used to make children's games. And they never really took off because people said that his characters looked too animatronic and creepy.
Hmm.
So he went in his lab and he said, I'll show you fucking creepy. What a fucking great story, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. And then boom, he made money. And boom, he doesn't need that money. Boom, I got dollars.
$250,000 of them.
Yeah, $250,000 that I don't need, and it's just amazing. It's amazing, you know.
Wow, that's a nice story.
It is a nice story.
Good for that guy. Gone.
Really, dude? You can't get happy like if anything else was gonna somehow put a positive stroke on anything that happened in PC gaming, and you shit all over it.
I'm not shitting over it. It warms the soul.
In the most monotone, I love everything that's going on. It's great. Your best description of yourself is when you said you have the emotional range of a rock.
Yes,
that was pretty good. Yeah. By the way, at the end of this podcast, I owe like 27 push-ups. You're like somewhere around 15. Call back.
Yep.
You ready to wrap this bitch up?
Yeah, let's do that. And we've got very exciting giveaway, the $100 on Steam.
Yeah, and if you enter and you listen, that is crazy because I just did a random number generator for 1 through 26. You had a 1 through 20. I don't care if you're super rich. $100, 1 to 26, that's really, really easy. We're going to have more of these in the future, so you can review anytime. So I just did my 1 through 26. And we came up with 21. Who's 21, Bobby?
21 is
The Stone Computers. And that's...
Oh, that's Fisty.
I know that motherfucker. Yeah, he's the one with the shades, right?
Yeah. He's got an icon from Payday 2. But yeah, we've played TF2 with this guy before.
Yeah, and I think he's the one who said he owned us at TF2.
That doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right, right?
I don't know about that.
Not that he's not good. He's good. He's maybe around the same level as I am. But somebody was saying that they played with us and owned us in one of the reviews. So
no, I think that was him.
Maybe. So anyway, congratulations, 50. You will be getting that sometime, I don't know, around Christmas.
If Chad's in charge of this shit. Yeah. No, we will be seeing to that soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Hell yeah. And we'll be doing more of those in the future. We don't know what the prices are going to be. They may be big, maybe small. But again, if you leave a review, you're automatically entered into our giveaway. It doesn't matter what your review is. So that is your ticket to the review raffle.
Next time, we're going to give away a lock of Bobby's hair. I don't know if you might
want that. I don't have a whole lot to spare. Not that I'm balding, but I keep it cut pretty short.
If you're into voodoo magic, please review now.
All right. Well, I think that's about it. Chad, you want to wrap us up? Oh, that's right. No Chad today.
Yeah, and we're lacking his today.